I got a follow-up to a story we did earlier in the week. You remember that SUV that was struck by Sunrail?
Yeah.
Because it stalled on the tracks?
Yeah.
Well, according to new video, it didn't stall on the tracks at all.
What do you mean?
The train hit the SUV around 4 o'clock Wednesday, right there on Colonial Drive, right by I-4.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Right by Orange Avenue there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they, I guess, the video shows the SUV go under the warning guards because the arms are coming down.
Right.
Like, the SUV stopped before the arms. Okay. As the arms are coming down...
He pulls forward?
Pulls underneath.
Why?
As then the arms close behind him. But he doesn't cross the tracks. He sits there in that space between the arm and the tracks.
Why doesn't he just go forward?
Well, because there's other cars in there. But the light changes, and those other cars leave. And then the driver sits there in front of the tracks for about 14 seconds before attempting to cross them. And then during the attempt to cross, the train just...
So if he had not moved forward at all, he wouldn't have gotten hit?
No.
I don't understand.
Yeah, the driver was taken to the local hospital in serious condition. They're not releasing the name, but this is the third crash at that intersection since December. Here's FDOT talking about how they tried to, we put up all kinds of signs.
Right.
Well, where's the FDOT guy? He was right here.
We went in and we put down another X on that left turn light to warn folks. We also put up another sign that said, do not stop on the tracks more over on this right-hand side.
I'm telling you what to
do. Behind that white line, and you got to give yourself some space.
Like, when you watch the video, it's almost as if you were trying to get your car hit.
That's what it sounds like.
It's like you had four other opportunities to,
Right. Not that anyone would do that on purpose. That's why I asked you, not jokingly, but I was like, was he drunk?
But to sit there on the tracks for 14 seconds.
That's what I don't understand.
And then right before the train's coming, then you go. You could have just sat there and been fine.
Right.
I don't know, man.
I don't either.
Well, we've made educational videos about this kind of stuff
really?
In the past. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know Rick is with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The Rick Stacy Center for Public Safety presents What to Do at a Sunrail Crossing.
Professor Frank here from the UCF Physics Department. Did you know that a Sunrail train is bigger than an automobile? Did you know that despite carrying no passengers, its massive mass cannot brake to avoid your crossover SUV? Did you know the speed of sound is faster than a Sunrail train? That's why you can hear it way before it approaches. Did you also know these bells, lights, and enormous barrier indicate danger? If you answered no, then you were probably too interested in the opposite sex instead of paying attention in high school physics. Learn the ways of science.
The Rick Stacy Center for Public Safety. Keeping you safe from...
Sunrail.